Penance by Paolo Ricci. In a world where superheroes are real, and just like what such a world would have, there are heroes and villains. And there are those who exist with powers who are bent to do the will of those more powerful than them. Penance is a young girl who has only known a life of torture at the hands of Acid. She unwillingly helps Acid and his bosses run traffic girls. Penance is the muscle with her powers to exploit electromagnetism. Something then happens at a party to Penance that changed her whole worldview. That world is further changed when an alien invasion led by a boy named Kyle faces off against her. She works with her new worldview and those who believe she can work for good to stop the true evil powers at hand. Review. I was very interested in reading this book after hearing about it from Periapsis Press. Set in a world of superheroes and aliens, a young woman struggles to break free of an old life written with Christian themes without being cringe Christian fiction or current-day female protagonist. Only the penitent woman will pass. Following Penance as the main character is what makes the book. To say she's not the shave half her head and be against evil men would devalue the writing of such a well-rounded character. She's written like a real person who is a free prisoner, forced to do the bidding of the bad guys, and then the psychological torture, along with physical, makes her feel like a traffic person you'd read about in the news. Her growth as a person is within her character, and any change is met with resistance and struggle, just like a real person would experience. A dramatic change happens off-screen, and while some people may have wanted to read about that, it doesn't launch into the schmaltzy Christian fiction camp. Sanctification is the focus, and that's clear just from the title of the book, Behind Every Good Woman. The alien soldier, Kale, is a equally interesting character. He's a bastard alien within his own world who views everything from a cultural perspective of curing debt and paying off debt. Here's where Ritchie could have very easily hammered the schmaltz and had the main character could have had a Vaseline-washed lens scene where she preached to him about how there's one who can take away all his debt. Try not to do the "it's like this" book, but it's very similar fashion to Jean Valjean and Javert in Les Mis. You don't need to be told one is the grace and the other is law. Kale has equal moments of growth and background reveal that makes him interesting, and there are times where more of Penance and him interact to flesh out more of each other. The adults in the story are also well-rounded. Military-minded heroes have stoic personalities where they feel like NPCs. However, so little is focused on them that other than a couple who interact the most with Penance, they feel very underdeveloped to figure out their place in the world. More on that below. Look up in the sky. The main plot is great. I get it, and it's very straightforward, in the best possible way. I just don't understand the world enough. It's a world of superheroes, but only really one Justice is seen. There's talk about other primes, but when alien invasion occurs, no one else is seen. The Marvel's extended TV universe, where you don't understand why Iron Man or Captain America doesn't show up since everyone is essentially stationed in New York City. There are also aliens, and the Earth is a planetary alliance, but they don't care about invasion or kidnapping occurring between worlds. I didn't quite get what the entire world really looked like or what was made up of it. I think the Justice is kind of like a Green Lantern where he's the policeman for Earth sector, maybe? The biggest issue I had was when many of the scene changes. They feel dramatic, and it was slightly difficult to figure out where we were or what was going on. For example, early on, Penance shows up at the stadium the aliens are attacking. I wasn't sure how this was related to her or what was going on. The aliens also seem to be focused on obtaining supplies, but they hook up a hose to water and grab stuff from the stadium. That seems very low-key for holding a stadium of people hostage. These dramatic scenes changes happened a number of times, and I was confused for a number of pages, and it became distracting. The hero we need. But let me not distract the possible reader from turning down the book, as this was a worthwhile read. Penance is a great character. Following her story was interesting and a great investment. This is how to write real, broken characters who grow. Ritchie wrote a real superhero with a real story. Now that's schmaltzy. Final grade, B.